This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salah should not be an afterthought. We need to schedule things around the Salah. It shouldn't be like, I have to do this, and that, and then I'll try find time to pray. You know, and this is part of the organization, looking at your day. How can I make sure that I'm fulfilling the obligations to Allah first and foremost, so that I'm doing, you know, what I need to do, and the things come after. And in our planning, you know, even goals for ourselves, yeah, we can have recreational activities, we can have goals, you know, with our peers, but we also have to have, you know, spiritual goals for ourselves too. Each person is different, and each person can connect to Allah in different ways through whatever they were given. So not just planning, just the logistical things of our day, but also making sure that we have the spiritual time that we need so we feel fulfilled, is important. And that includes, you know, making time for Allah, you know, doing dhikr, not waiting until something bad happens for us to do these things. If they're part of our routine, it acts as a protection. You know, it acts as a protection when things start to go wrong. When your relationship is strong with Allah, it makes those things, it makes them easier.
Two things comes to my mind, yes. as you are saying. One is the verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in Surah Al-Dhariyat, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run to Allah. I think whenever we are really overwhelmed, and this comes, some people it's like daily, if not more than once a day. When you're overwhelmed, remember this. You know, we run to the coffee, we run to text message, we run to social media. You know, the social media is a numbing, I call it like an injection. Mm-hmm. I will remind everybody, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run to Him. Whether you in an extra two salah, or it's the obligatory salah, or if it's the time of the month you can, just sit down in your place and just talk to Him. If you don't know any of the dua, just talk to Him. Ya Allah, make it easy. So this came to my mind as you are saying. The other one, you said, you take care of Allah when you have time, He will take care of you. It's actually a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Know Allah during time of ease, Allah will know you during time of difficulty. So when I am not stressed out, it's the weekend, there's nothing, kids went with their father, or I have nothing to do, then that's the time. That's prosperity. That's prosperous time. That's when I am going to be spending more time with Allah. So when I am so stressed out and have so many things on the list, Allah will make me remember the salah, and He will make me feel the dhikr is important, and He will make me feel better. It's a very important concept. I'm so glad you mentioned it.